This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. We're listening back to a show from July of 2022 today, featuring a top five from Luke Miles, house music DJ and co-founder of the Indianapolis dance floor mix series Club Plex. We have a musical exploration of the work of Indianapolis-based classical pianist and IU Jacobs School of Music grad Dr. Claire Longendyke, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or you can join us anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, Melissa Davis had a chance to check in with a classical pianist who's based here in Indy and plays all around the world.
Yes, we're going to listen to Dr. Claire Longendyke's take on a few classical compositions, and we're going to find out how she got started in music as a child after her piano teacher noticed she had a natural ability with the instrument.
My parents approached my elementary school music teacher and said, "Do you give piano lessons?" And the rest is kind of history. And in my story, I think what is unique is that, you know, I so often hear people so often come up to me after concerts and say, "I quit the piano when I was 14. I wish I hadn't." And I never quit. Even if my work at the piano ebbed and flowed, and sometimes I practiced a lot and sometimes I didn't practice, I didn't stop. I kept going and I made the piano work for me. And so by the time I really said, I think I want to explore doing this in college first and then for a living, I knew how to continue making the piano work for me, which was a challenge. You know, some days there are weeks still when I sit on the couch doing other things and I don't want to play the piano. I don't have a good relationship with the piano that week. And there are other weeks when you cannot get me to stop practicing, either out of necessity because I have a concert coming up and I really need to practice, or just because I'm in love with the instrument.
Were your parents sort of like, "Wow, she's really taking to this"?
My dad loves to tell the story. I think it was my second lesson. Every night before my piano lesson, my parents would have to charge the batteries of this little, I don't know, even it was probably a 56-key keyboard. The keys were so small that like only my little 7-year-old fingers could fit on them. It was so tiny, and it would sit on our dining room table. That's all that we had. That's all my parents knew. My parents were not musicians. I did not come from those long lineages of you know, musician families. And by my second lesson, my teacher approached my parents and said, "Did you know that your daughter can play by ear?" And my parents were like, "Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, interesting. And then she looked at them. She said, no, I can't even play by ear." Now that I look back at that, a lot of my colleagues and peers in music school could play by ear. But it's a question of identifying and understanding that there is an innate musical talent. And I can say confidently, I don't say a lot of really great things about myself in terms of my artistry. I try to remain humble, confident but humble. But I can say that I do have, there is something about my playing that I feel that I know I was not taught. I had a lot of really great teachers who honed my talent, but there is something that was a spark that was there. I can identify when it's there, and it is, that's what talent is, that it's that spark. And once my parents knew that I had that, they basically did everything that they needed to do in order to make sure that I had the resources to improve and to progress at whatever that meant. You know, if I wanted to quit when I was 8, fine. If I wanted to quit when I was 30, fine. I still haven't quit, and I'm older than 30, so.
Well, what drew you to classical music?
I would say that it started with my maternal grandparents. I am Jewish on my mother's side, and I think that I can say as a cultural Jew that there is a value of old art forms and great artistry. There are so many wonderful Jewish artists, musicians out there. And so my grandparents were people who loved classical music already. Not to say that, of course, anybody can be drawn to classical music, but this was just my experience with my Jewish grandparents. And I think they always wanted me to have an interest in classical music. I mean, my grandmother was the one who got my fingers on the first piano. That piano at their Florida condo ended up being shipped up to Minneapolis and being mine. I grew up in the Twin Cities. And so it was really through their invitation, I would say, their emphasis of how important it is to know the full range of music. Of course, I was a kid, so I was listening to the radio and getting, you know, popular styles. My dad was a big proponent of folk music and, you know, loved anything from Martin Carthy to Fleetwood Mac to the Beatles. And so I was getting a lot of especially English folk music. And they said, you know, what about this piano stuff? And it took me a long time to listen to classical music on my own. But by the time I really started playing more complex classical music, by the time I was more advanced in my playing, I would listen to classical music and jazz exclusively.
I would love to hear about your work as a classical pianist.
Sure. I only recently actually dedicated my entire career fully. I'm no longer teaching in higher ed. I'm no longer working for other arts organizations. I am just a concert pianist, which is an extremely liberating and exciting thing to say, because that's what I spent my entire life in school studying, was how to be a performer. But so rarely do musicians come out with all of their, there are long lists of degrees ready to go out and just make music. And, you know, I feel very excited and privileged to be able to take that step in my life. So as a classical concert pianist, my life looks pretty exciting, I would say, maybe on social media, but is really work intensive and challenging. It involves a lot of travel, a lot of learning new repertoire, often in very short periods of time, getting to play lots of concerts with really wonderful organizations, ensembles like orchestras around the country, but also on solo recital series or in chamber music performances. I get to collaborate with wonderful conductors and composers and other artists, and it's kind of a dream job. And like every dream job, that means it's a lot of work, but work that I enjoy doing.
Well, as we're talking about the music that you play, maybe we could talk about some of the songs that you brought today to play for us and explain, if that would be okay.
I would love that.
Okay, great. So first we have, and I hope I'm going to say this right, Emily Coe?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Emily Coe is a dear friend who teaches at the University of Georgia. And Emily wrote this piece that she shared with me in, I believe, 2017. It was revised in 2019. It's a work that kind of shook me to my core when I heard it, I think in particular because I was listening to it during the pandemic, or I was exploring it during the pandemic. I've had different people tell me it sounds like Bach. I love that Emily called this piece Reatario, which is a made-up word that she invented, which I think is fitting, because even though there are influences of J.S. Bach or maybe even Schumann, I hear a little bit of Schumann in the sort of the nostalgic element, I think that the piece very much suits the pandemic era, even though it was written before. I've sort of championed it during the pandemic era because it's all about reminiscence and coming and going and hearing and then rehearing. It's as though the audience and the performer have been through something very deep. To play this piece. I often open concert programs because I feel like it sets the tone. It really draws everybody in and with some expectancy for what's to come next.
So what we're hearing right now, this is you playing piano.
It is.
Doing
it
what
is.
You do.
Yeah.
Very well. Okay, awesome.
That is me.
And this is composed by Emily Coe.
Correct. Yep.
We have another song here. This is from Pretty Famous Guy.
pretty well-known household name. Yep.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is Beethoven's second piano sonata. He wrote 32, so this is number 2 of 32, his piano sonata in A major, opus 2, number 2. And what we're hearing is the fourth movement, the rondo movement, which is the character marking or the tempo marking is grazioso. And the tempo marking is part of the reason I love this piece, because grazioso in Italian translates in English to graciously. And you can just hear in that very opening arpeggio that I play that really spans the entire piano, this level of flexibility and grace that characterizes this movement. Finding a way to really keep it in time, keeping the tempo, keeping the rhythm exact, but just bend it a little bit. Is just, it's so expressive. It just makes me want to, like, you know, it's almost like a glissando, which is, you know, playing all of the notes up the keyboard, but it's not. There's just, it's like a wind blowing a leaf or something. And I think when you take it down to its core image, that core image, it really invites a level of flexibility and personal interpretation.
Thank you so much for sharing your music today and your talent. And can folks see you play in Indy anytime soon?
I'm bopping around quite a bit in the near term, so not a lot of performances on the books, at least not until end of January 2023. But folks can always find my concert schedule up to date on my website at clairelongendyke.com.
We will keep an eye on your website and hopefully come out and see you live soon.
There's nothing like playing for a home crowd, so I would welcome it.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa and Dr. Claire Longendyke, for that interview and music. Coming up after a quick break, we listen into a top 5 songs from Luke Miles, co-founder of the DJ collective Clubplex. You're listening to the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. Charlene has this week's top 5.
Luke Miles is a co-founder and DJ of Clubplex, a collective of Indianapolis house music DJs hosting their own events. Clubplex DJs are also doing their own thing all over the city, performing at events like Rev at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and this year's Pride Festival. Luke Miles is a creative that has helped spotlight house DJs of color in Indianapolis through his inspiration and ability to cultivate community. Let's get to know him better as we learn his top 5 favorite songs.
This is Luke Miles with Clubplex. Some may know me by my bedroom DJ name, Pook, and I went through a couple mixes and pulled some of my favorite songs, and it was hard to do, but here's 5 of them coming up. First one's going to be Ron Trent, Message to the World. This one's it's a deep house song, and I'm a big deep house guy, and it's got a good momentum to it, and a good rhythm, and some good just texture, and also some vocals I thought were cool and not too overbearing, that kind of have their place in the background. So that's a good one. Shouts out to Ron Trent, legend, big fan.
We send our message to the world. With a world full of deceit. Power-thirsty thieves. Who make this universe incomplete. We send our message to the world. We send our message to the world.
Number 2 is going to be a local track by my man Aramita. It's called Foundations, and this one, it just surprised me when I heard it. It caught me off guard. It's also kind of you know, deeper house jumpy vibe to it, and it's just a feel good track, and one that you can play in a lot of different environments, and it'll work out. Thank you. third one, this one's going to be by RXK Nephew. It's called Cuban Plug. RXK Nephew is a hilarious hip-hop artist that I love to listen to. It's not only very skilled, but like I said, really funny. And it was hard to come up with a song that was not explicit to give to you guys. But so this was one of the ones that I came up with, and I hope you enjoy it.
Somebody tell Titi she good with Ocho. 58 bags of Gordo. I won't make it, this guy hit his torso. Puny nothing on my hip, that's paper. 5-hour drive, the mission completa. Nem got the hook up, you don't need spectrum. I'm in the kitchen with Glatt Nueve. Chiquito keep calling cause he want a big A. Don't need a sponsor, I got Glatt Nueve. I let this show, he gonna dance to bachata. Don't got me money, get fuck for me casa. Come up my hip.
Fourth is gonna be Future by Mike Huckabee, spelled P-H-U-T-U-R-E. This one is comes out of one of my favorite mixes of his. He actually passed away, I think, in 2020. I'm sorry if I got that wrong, but I'm a big fan of his. He's a deep house DJ. That mix that I pulled this song from was one that I put on for a lot of my bike rides that I take through the city. So number five is going to be Let Go Sunshine by Byron the Aquarius. He's a very consistent deep house artist, as you know, as well as just house in general. And this one is just another one that is just real feel good, real, you know, deep, and got a real good vibe to it. You can kind of play in a lot of different environments. So highly recommend you guys give that one a shot. And this is Luke Miles, otherwise known as Pook, and this is my top five. You can find me on the World Wide Web under Malgrabs, M-A-L-G-R-A-B-S, or club.plex on Instagram.
Thanks, Charlene, for that top five from Luke Miles. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen, or you can check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a new song from Indianapolis-based composer Charlie Ballantyne. He has a new single out called Fix You. Ballantyne is also a Small Studio Sessions alum. You can find his entire session at wfyi.org/smallstudio. So let's listen to his latest work. This is Charlie Ballantyne with Fix You on Small Studio Signal Boost. That was Indianapolis-based composer Charlie Ballantyne with Fix You. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI Public Radio. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
Well, this month, indie-based Dysfunction Brass Band released a new record titled 1983, and it does a great job at capturing the energy and fun of their live show. This is a track from Dysfunction Brass Band's EP titled Funky Brewster.
You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlene Birdsong, here with Melissa Davis and Adam Gross, and we're listening to new music from Indiana-based artists. Indianapolis singer-songwriter and middle school teacher Taylor Deshawn is following her 2021 EP, Hopelessly Optimistic, with this single titled Falling Easy.
I know that I want you, but I don't think I'm supposed to fall this fast. Spell test and learn lessons, telling me that I should learn from the past and never last. My mind keeps telling me, but baby, I'm intrigued, and I gotta get to know your ways, 'cause maybe you'll stay.
Bloomington trombonist and composer Myro Henry Sobrer has studied at the San Francisco Conservatory of Music, as well as the Jacobs School of Music at IU. His debut album titled Two of Swords has many worldly inspirations that Sobrer says are deeply personal and wondrously universal. This is Myro Henry Sobrer with Trinity Dance Part 2.
So that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. You've been tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. We are at our last song of the night. Adam, what do you have?
This is a recent submission we got here at the station. This is the group Creative Culture with the song The Clock Has Started. Have a great night.